Intervju Radija Študent.
Cenjene poslušalke in poslušalci, v današnjem intervjuju Radija Študent gostimo zasedbo The Young Gods, ki bo nocoj nastopila v kinu Šiška. Zasedba The Young Gods prihaja iz Švice, na glasbenem polju pa kontinuirano ustvarja že celih 25 let. Velja za eno od pionirskih zasedb v elektronsko-industrialnem žanru, predvsem pa z vsako ploščo bolj raziskuje in razširja zvočni okvir. Konec lanskega leta so The Young Gods izdali osvežujočo ploščo z naslovom Everybody Knows, ki jo bodo nocoj predstavili na odru kina Šiške. Vodja zasedbe, Franz Streichler, je za Radio Študent predstavil nekaj dejstev o zasedbi in še marsičem.
Ok, hello Franz, welcome in Slovenia once again.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's fourth time.
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Last time it was in 2007.
Yeah, in this kind of maybe like alternative place.
Yes, smaller.
Yeah, what was it called?
Galahala.
That's it. Yeah.
Totally, completely different than
yeah,
today.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
How is tour going so far?
Tour is good. Tour is very good. Yeah, we started in December. Not many shows, but like English shows and Swiss shows, and one in Paris. And we started again 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. Spain, Portugal, France, and now here, yeah, where we did Bratislava last night.
Uh-huh.
That came out really good. Yeah.
You played with Killing Joke in England.
That was in September.
Yeah. Uh-huh, September. How was it playing two pioneering bands?
I like Killing Joke a lot. Uh-huh. And they were into their first lineup, you know, with Youth playing bass, Big Paul on drums, mm-hmm. Jordi and Jazz. And it was a long time, probably, I don't know, 7 years I haven't seen Killing Joke live. And I thought they did really well, really well. Very good. It was their audience, it was London, so there was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great to play before them, because we were, you know, they wanted us to play, so we were kind of very well received, and it was very nice, good show, yeah.
Great. You mentioned before that last time in Slovenia you played in alternative place.
Yeah.
What about this tour? Do you still play in such places?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, yeah.
It depends. Or
it depends on the country. Mm-hmm. It depends on the promoters.
Mm-hmm.
We do. It's very eclectic. Sometimes very nice theaters. Mm-hmm. Sometimes clubs. Sometimes small clubs like uh-huh. in England. Like outside of London, you mm-hmm. know, pubs or alternative places.
Also pubs.
We played in one kind of a pub club in Southampton. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, you know, to play different places, because it keeps you aware of you know, where you come from, and also the how is the scene nowadays, you know. So it's interesting,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Great, it's good that you like alternative and
definitely. I liked the last time we played the Ljubljana.
Mm-hmm.
That was very nice, because actually the Young Gods have their studio in an alternative place, a bit like the Galahala.
Mm-hmm.
And for about 10 years. It was like a huge place, like a huge site with 250 members, and there was, you know, theater, cinema, concert hall, lots of contemporary arts and studios, internet radio, like very, very alive and very good for creativity.
Positive.
Yeah, I think it's always good to try to, you know, when you have people around who are making art or music or whatever without thinking too much about rentability and it's a different vibe. I like it a lot. Yeah, definitely. And there's so many empty spaces, especially in my hometown, Geneva. Like, you have thousands of square meters which are empty. So, you know, I think people need those spaces to do some things. And if the state is smart enough, it develops kind of they let the people occupied when there is no projects, and then things happen, you know, culture can happen.
It's similar like here in Ljubljana,
exactly,
for example.
Exactly. I think there's a lot of similarities between Switzerland and Slovenia.
Yeah.
Also, you know, landscape.
Landscape,
yeah,
also,
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say something, anything about your new record, Everything Knows. It was released 3 years between, since the last one was.
Yes.
So it's like typical interval in last decade for the young gods. You released records, I don't know, in
everything, two, three years, yeah. We did this in 2008, we did acoustic album, which was not new composition, but it was studio work and rearrangement. So I would say since 2005, we, how can I say that? We wanted to go a little bit faster and we did a lot of projects and studio things and stuff like this. Because also we have new management that helped a lot to have a structure where you know you can count on the people and there is a background and there is some energies that people put in the band, not only the band but around the band. So, but most of the time, yeah, 25 years now, Young Gods, it's about 11 records. If you count the studio ones, it's a bit less, I think. But it's about 2-3 years everywhere, yeah, exactly.
This new record is a bit, I don't know, softer than Super Ready records, which was, which has big punk attitude, in my opinion.
Super Ready,
yes. But
definitely,
this new one is still very fresh sounding. Is these songs all new, or do you have some hidden treasures which was unreleased but written back?
Well, we had some of the songs on the new record were things that we didn't have time to do in 2006-07 when we did Super Ready. And or that didn't really fit with the Super Ready mood, you know. Super Ready was kind of designed to be more in your face and straightforward. So we had, I wouldn't say songs, but we had elements of songs or music, beats or sounds that we wanted to keep, and some of them are now on this record. But we wanted to change also the atmosphere and like you said, maybe softer is a good word, or more colors, or more layers of sounds, more of a...
It's like a rainbow in sound.
Yeah, it can be like, yeah, definitely. Lots of colors and lots of vocals are more quiet as well. Some acoustic guitars, because the acoustic record was also a little bit of an influence. We wanted to see how far we could mix the different sounds. It's
logical
together. Yeah,
step forward.
Kind of a logical step, yeah.
Great. And how is your music written? Do you have any special recipe over these years, or is it a result of, I don't know, jamming in a rehearsal place?
Some songs are a result of jamming. Like the last song on the record, which is called Once Again, was a result of a jam, and then we organized the jam, you know. Mm-hmm. Two to Tango, which is a very abstract ambient thing, was also a result of a jam. Some of the songs, anybody in the band can come with an idea. And then the other members add some other ideas, like for example, No Lance Man was an idea from Bernard, a mm-hmm. sample and a beat, and then we all add some stuff. Miles Away, when we started Miles Away, the long one, like the 9-10 minutes song, was a beat from Al, and then we had some guitars and it became a big saga. Mm-hmm. But it depends on the song. Some mm-hmm. are definitely... it's a very collective kind of work, this record. Lots of ideas, and plus we are now four people.
Ah, yes.
We used to be three all the time, mm-hmm. so that brings also a lot of different input.
Your new member Vincent is a bass player.
Guitar, mm-hmm. and computer. Mm-hmm. He's a multi instrumentist.
I read somewhere that he already worked with you before, but he's now a full time member.
We did some special projects with him. We did a soundtrack for the Woodstock movie, live with the projection of the movie, some kind of a remix live, you know, playing on top of the image and mm-hmm. sampling the movie, kind of a crazy project. Mm-hmm. So he was playing bass and guitar on this project. And we did the acoustic record with him, and it naturally became a desire from the three of us to keep on working with him, because we could get along very well and he had good ideas, and mm-hmm. so it was pretty natural. It's not like we won a fourth member, we first tried and mm-hmm. it became a new band basically. Mm-hmm.
And what is the difference on the stage when you are now four? It's more...
It's different, definitely. Power Trio is like... everybody has to be 100% all the time. It's like a triangle, you know, mm-hmm. very strong. And four people on stage is a new, yeah, a new geometry, you know, like it's like you have to listen differently. He plays a lot of the basses on the old songs, like from Super Ready. Mm-hmm. And Al used to play those basses on the keyboard, you know, and now it's live bass. Sometimes he plays new guitars on old songs, which were uh-huh. not on the record, you know. And for the new record, we had to think, because when we recorded Everybody Knows, the new record, we didn't think about how we were going to play it live. Mm-hmm. It was just music, let's do the music.
We were concentrated on
the composition, uh-huh. and after we start, okay, maybe you play the guitar, or I play the guitar, and you play the samples, or Al plays the samples. Mm-hmm. So it was, now it's like a hybrid between Power Trio like we used to be, and with a new element. It's mm-hmm. it's interesting. I would say it's a new experience for everybody, for all of us, you know, and for the audience as well. Anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. So let's wait and see. you know, be curious to have your feedback.
Mm-hmm. How do you? What is the recording process of your albums? It's very popular last few years that some bands are going back on old school way, analog techniques.
Okay, so we spend a month in a studio in Poland, and there was a lot of old microphones and amplifiers, and this was recorded in an old fashion, but on digital, mm-hmm. like on hard disk, not mm-hmm. on tape.
No tape, okay.
No, because we like the possibilities and of, you know, cut and paste and all these things you can do with digital very easily. So it's a mixture of old and new technology. Yes, definitely. The process is not very defined, you know. Sometimes we have, like I said before, one idea, and then people start. For example, a lot of the guitars were played live, and then we work on editing and find the right bits, and or compose a new solo with what's done. You know, sometimes we had some guitar played on one song, but that we use for another song, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. It's always a little bit of a mystery.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You worked again with your long-time producer, Rolly.
Yes.
Is he actually only a producer who is able to put out the best Young Guts sound on the record?
You know, we only worked with him, and I produced Second Nature and the ambient stuff, and I produced half of Super Ready, and then we recorded alone the other half. But then we wanted Rolly to mix 5 songs, and it sounded so good that we asked him to mix the 10 songs, even the 5 that I did mixed, because he was, for the unity of sound, I think he was much better. So if he is the only one, I'm not sure, but we have a good relationship. So we stopped working for a long time, for about more than 10 years without Rolly. But it was good to have a break and to start again working together. He's a hardworking man, and I like that, you know. In the studio situation, he's not the guy who, he can work all night if he's on one idea and he wants to get, you know, to the point. He's a very hardworking man. We would love to work with other people too, but maybe next record or on time, you know, you never know.
I checked some videos on YouTube, and I was very surprised, actually fascinated about your performance. You still have such teenage energy on the stage.
Well, I'm getting older, you know, but
but
it's the music. It's the music.
It's interesting because there are not so many older or more experienced frontmen on the planet that have so.
Keep their energy.
So energy.
Well, I can see that I still have a lot of energy on stage, you know.
But is it sort of relaxing?
Yeah, I think it's the music also that, you know, especially when we play the old songs, it's the music that, you know, it has a physical impact and it's natural. Yeah, I would say I can feel the difference than what, you know, when I was 25 and starting the Young Guts. We were doing everything, you know, like carrying the equipment and driving, and you know, and this is now a little bit more, we have more people with us, you know, so the energy is more dispatched, and I keep it for the stage, basically, because I don't think I would be able to do everything again, you know, like equipment and all that stuff, you know. But yeah, I think it's a, Young Guts is like a bowl of energy or fireball, you know, that kind of stuff, and it makes you, it drives you into this thing, yeah, definitely.
Great.
Yes.
You play a few years back in Montreux, at Montreux Jazz Festival.
Yes.
What was that experience to play on some so eminent festival?
The Montreux Jazz Festival offered us 2 nights, like curating. We could choose the bands, and they proposed us to do also a repertoire with a classical orchestra. And this was the very first time, and the last time also, because we never did this experience again. It was very, very interesting. So it was kind of it was 20th anniversary show. And Yeah, Montreux Jazz Festival is a big name. You know, it's like a little bit of a it's a posh, you know, like a casino thing. Mm-hmm. But it was good to do the experience anyway. And I think there are two stages in the Montreux. There is the big one, the Stravinsky Hall, and the Miles Davis Hall. And Miles Davis has been playing Montreux many, many times, mm-hmm. and I think he's one of my favorite musicians as well. So it was kind of I don't know, I was thrilled by doing this. And the experience with the classical orchestra was hard, because it's two worlds, you know, like the academic world with scores, and you cannot play loud because then they can't hear themselves, mm-hmm. and they play wrong. It's a lot of work, but I think the result came out good. It's definitely something I would love to do again, but it's so heavy, you know, like with the structure, the costs and everything, you know.
Hard working process.
Yeah, yeah. So Montreux, it was great to do that. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for the end, what about Swiss music scenes? It seems that since Celtic Frost broke up, that Young Guts are one of the very few
long-term band, yes. Maybe, you know, because we're 25 years old, so we've been slowly building up our reputation in Switzerland and outside Switzerland. And it's true that it's still not that easy for a Swiss band to have international success, but there is a very nice scene in Geneva, for instance, because that's where I live, so I know more about Geneva, but it's more into the experimental metal, I would say. Bands like Knut, maybe.
Mm-hmm. You know, they play in Ljubljana.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their little network of places where they play. And that kind of bands, there's quite a nice scene, interesting musicians in Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Zurich is more into the electronic kind of scene. There's tons of clubs and after-house clubs and really, really good producers of electronic music and DJs. But it's a bit of a different scene. But you know, the techno and electronic music made it more globalized, because it was instrumental music. A lot of Swiss artists could play all around the world because it was instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe this scene is a little bit tired, and there's more bands again, you know, and projects like this. But another band that you forgot to mention maybe is Yellow, because Yellow was even, mm-hmm. They are our big brothers, you know, they're older than us. And I think they are still going on very well, and maybe not as creative as before. But okay, Yellow never did tours or live shows, mm-hmm. but they keep on doing records, and they're still a very interesting band, I would say, in mm-hmm. Switzerland. Yeah, people should know Yellow, especially in the beginning. It was fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're done, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's two more interviews, there's a sound check. Ah,
okay.
And we want this broadcasted before tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's
yeah.
More than 20 minutes.
Cool, man.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I wish
you... Thank you for your interest.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Maybe we'll see you later.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Enjoy the stage.
Thank you.
And sound check too.
You can get on the guest list from the guys upstairs for sure, no?
Oh, you need us to be on the list?
Poslušali ste intervju s Francem Trehlerjem, ki je vodja švicarske zasedbe The Young Guts. Ta bo nocoj ob 21. nastopila v kinu Šiška, pred njo pa bodo zrače ogrevali hrvaški Hemadex. Ereš intervju je vodil Gašper Prus. Convergence.
Intervju Radia Študent.